Hi guys, welcome back to Intentional. Another week, another opportunity to start fresh and create magic in your lives and take a step closer to the person that you want to be. Today, I'm so excited for this topic. I love New Year's, okay? I love anything relating to bringing in new, cultivating goodness and kindness and love and success and abundance into your lives. Today, we are talking about a couple of ways to bring good energy into your life this year. This year feels transformational. I can't really explain it, but in my life and in the people around me, most of us are starting something new. For me, we're looking to buy a house and getting married next year. So for my friends, one of them just had a baby, one of them just moved, one of them started a new job. There's all kinds of opportunity happening. And even if in your life right now you feel like things are falling apart, they're probably falling apart in order to fall back together in a better, more sustainable, more beneficial way for you. So I encourage you to think of that. Take that into consideration if you are in a time right now that feels overwhelming, that feels like it's a season of uncertainty or it's going to last forever. I encourage you to just root yourself where your feet are, trusting, having faith that things are working out for you. And we're going to just take a break from reality today. We're going to talk about some things that are fun. That's what I hope this show is for you, a space to dream and allow your brain to just get rid of the responsibilities, even if it's just for a half hour, and really dig deep into what feels good and exciting for you in this moment. Bringing good energy into your year doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to mean that you're setting these huge, audacious goals that don't make sense for your life. It's really a way to enjoy and look forward to your days more. Instead of dreading having to do whatever you have to do tomorrow, usually the only times that I dread my schedule is when I overbook. So going into this year, I have made a promise to myself that I will just be honest and tell people when I have overbooked, really create that time and energy for myself to be alone, to do whatever it is that I want to do, going for a walk, recording a podcast, reading a book, just doing things that fill my heart and soul. This is something that you could do at any point throughout the year. So maybe you want to re-listen to this around June or July, if you're catching this in real time, and just give a refresher to bring good energy into your lives. This does not have to be a new year, but it's just a nice time to do it because we're already starting fresh. We might as well cultivate some good energy into our life. Something that my fiance and I did last weekend was we did a full deep clean. My apartment is a good size. It's about 1,100 square feet. And him and I took 12 hours to deep clean last weekend. 12 hours. It was a little brutal. We started at 10 a.m. and we ended at 10 p.m. And it was the most wonderful, life-giving task, but it was brutal the day of. So I understand why more people don't do this, but I'm gonna really encourage you to any capacity. It does not have to be a full deep clean. It doesn't have to be 12 hours, but consider organizing your space or moving around furniture in a way that brings in new, fresh, good energy. We cleaned out every closet. We got rid of trash bags on trash bags on trash bags of garbage, of donations. We got rid of so many things. Honestly, when we move, it's going to be a breeze because we know where everything is. We don't have that much stuff and we're just starting fresh in a good way. I feel like around Christmas time, there's so much clutter in my life. There's clutter in my car, in my apartment, wrapping gifts, and it's so wonderful. And I love that our lives are so full and we have so many gifts to give, but it's a lot. There's a lot going on. We also rearranged our living room. We basically flipped the furniture so that before, when you walked in, you walked into the living room, like it was all kind of right in front of you. But now we flipped it so that we created a small walkway when you first walk in, and the living room is to the right. So instead of looking to the left and seeing the TV and the couch and everything open, there's a little bit of a separation. And we'll only be here for a couple of months, but it's really cool. I love the fresh energy of a new space, and sometimes changing up the feng shui makes a huge difference. So not only ridding ourselves of clutter and junk that we've accumulated over the years that we haven't used, not only has getting rid of that made me feel 10 pounds lighter, but just changing around how things look as soon as I wake up in the morning has given me a fresh sense of inspiration, of excitement for life. It's the little things, you know? And as soon as we reorganized everything, I got out my sage stick, I got out my Palo Santo. Sage is just an energy clearing. It kind of gets rid of the negativity, the negative energy around you. And the Palo Santo smells so delicious, and it brings in new, fresh creativity, connection, love. So I like to use those two in my space just to keep energy moving properly. Because I work from home, because we spend a lot of our free time at home, I like to make sure that the space is prepared for me to work and to live. You'd be surprised at how difficult those things are together, especially when I'm doing creative work. I'm sharing space, I'm sharing thoughts with you, and I want to make sure that I'm not sluggish from eating Oreos last night because I'm sharing the same space and energy. Okay. Next up is a way to bring good energy into your lives this year is to reach out to some people who you know you will look forward to making plans with. My cousin and I get together every couple months or so, and we try out new coffee shops, and I really look forward to this. I love spending time with her. She is like, other than Tony, she is my soulmate since birth. We just click like none other. And her and I will schedule a Saturday morning to dress cute or wear sweats, and we'll go to a coffee shop, get a little sandwich, something to eat, a little good coffee, and just laugh and chill. And right now, she is one of my two maid of honors, so she's helping me plan my wedding, and we've just had the best time getting creative and new space and just getting outside of our comfort zones. It's been really fun. And so whenever I make plans with her, I really look forward to it. I'm excited to go. I know that I'm guaranteed to have a good time because no matter what we do together, we always have a good time. So I encourage you to make plans with people who make you feel this way. And it sounds very basic, very general, but how often are you making plans with people because you feel obligated to, because they asked you and you could have said no, because they just don't make you feel the most warm and fuzzy inside? And not everyone is going to make you feel that way, but something that has helped me to actually stick to the plans and not cancel them because I would rather stay home and be by myself or with Tony is to make plans with people who are fun. Life is too short to hang out with people who do not make you feel loved, supported, guided, like your best self. And I think that that's worth mentioning because sometimes I say yes to plans because I get invited and that's it. I don't even want to go. I just feel obligated and I get invited and I'm like, well, it'd be good for this, this, or this. And I just think that it's okay to say no. And anytime I say no, people are totally understanding. So if they're not understanding, they're not somebody that is meant to be in your life. And I don't know who needed to hear that, but somebody listening to this did. Okay, this one I absolutely love. So A way to bring good energy into your life this year is to attach meaning to simple activities. So for example, when I drink my morning coffee, I'm preparing to be confident, to have good energy throughout the day, to do my best creative work. Like I feel like I am putting on my armor when I drink my coffee. Something happens and it's like a colorful paintbrush is just painting its way through my mind, and all of a sudden, I'm excited for my day. I'm excited for whatever I have to do, whether I'm having a 12-hour day at my PT job or I'm going to the chiropractor and working from home. Like, I don't know, it helps me look forward to the day because I enjoy drinking it and I associate it with feeling optimistic, confident, and just overall bringing good energy into the tasks that I have to do. Another one is showering at night. It's almost like cleansing all of the people's energies off of you after a long day. And most of the work that I do is with other people, sharing space with them. And once in a while, you get a bad apple and it just kind of sticks on you. And it's getting to the point now where I can very clearly feel when I have absorbed someone else's energy accidentally. Never do it on purpose, but accidentally I will absorb someone else's energy and I get like crabby, I get a little angry, I have a short fuse, and that's not normal for me. So when I feel that way, I have to really look and say, am I really upset or have I just unintentionally absorbed someone's energy that I need to wipe off? So I picture kind of a nighttime shower as a cleansing, and then I put delicious lavender lotion on after and really calm my mind and body down. The other thing that I attribute a lot of meaning to is when I wash and style my hair. So this could be anywhere from an hour to 2.5 hour process, especially if I have an appearance or something going on and I'm doing full makeup, full hair. Something about doing this helps me feel confident. This is something, of course, I like the way that I look typically, so that feeds into it, but also just the act of taking care of myself and putting effort into my appearance feels good on the inside. Feels like I'm sending myself love because I'm taking care of myself. I'm not just throwing my hair in a messy bun like I do every day. It's something that I really like to take time and put good energy into. I don't dread it. Sometimes it takes a little longer than I wish it did, but I look forward to it. I put on a podcast, I drink some coffee. I have fun, even if it's just doing my hair. And then the last thing that I have written down to bring good energy into your new year is, I really hate this word, but I can't think of a better one, brain dump list. To clear any mental clutter. So our good night journals do an amazing job of this because at night it helps you to really flesh out your thoughts for the next day, kind of get those insecurities or those challenging thoughts out and work through them in your journal. Write about something good that happened today, somebody that you're sending love to, an affirmation, even if it's just, I am strong, I am confident, I am worthy of success, of love, whatever you want to fill in the blank. Something about getting complaints, confrontations, things left unsaid, fleshing them out via pen and paper is transformative. Think about how often you're going into the next day with some mental clutter in your mind. I know that if I ever wake up in the middle of the night, which I do, I don't want to say all the time, but I do maybe like once a month or so, something will happen or I will build up a thought in my head and it will wake me up in the middle of the night and I will be stewing about it. And in that circumstance, I know that I need to A, have a conversation. 95% of the time, I just need to have a conversation and it will get rid of that. B, I need to write it out because it's already happened and it's done with and I'm just not over it yet. And I need confirmation and reassurance and I just need to get it off of my chest and onto paper. Or C, I need to let it go. And another way to let it go is to, again, get it out, write it down, take it out of my brain. Our brains aren't meant to store information. They are meant to create ideas and learn from information, but we're not supposed to store it in there. So I think the power of pen and paper is transformative, especially at night when you can take the opportunity to just get rid of any of the clutter that is not yours to keep. This was my short and sweet list of bringing good energy into the year, and I hope that you take one or all of these into consideration. Let me know by leaving a review what you think, and feel free to email me with topic suggestions or questions, completely anonymous. I love to have ideas and inspiration so that I don't feel like I'm just talking to nobody all the time. So feel free to shoot me an email and send me your ideas. I appreciate you guys, as always, listening. And if you found value today, make sure to share with a friend. I'll see you guys next week.